My friends, I greet you this morning in the name of Jesus, who is the Christ. The good news in Mark's gospel is spreading like wildfire. Jesus is being rushed from place to place. I had this thought in my mind this week. It must have been kind of like, maybe some of you can remember the old films of the Beatles and how they were shifted from one hotel to the other to keep them from the pressing crowds. Jesus lands at the home of Simon Peter, and immediately Peter introduces him to his mother-in-law, who is laying sick in bed with a fever. Now, of course, in those days, if you had a fever without antibiotics, it was a good chance that it was life-threatening, that you may not make it. So if you knew the healing power of Jesus, wouldn't you want him to come to your house if someone was sick? Jesus doesn't seem to ask any questions, but then Mark is in such a hurry to tell this good news story that we really don't get any details. All we know is that he took her by the hand and that he lifted her up out of her bed. And that word that is used there, the Greek word is agero, to lift up. And it's often used for Jesus' resurrection, to be raised up. So this woman is raised back up to life. The color comes back in her cheeks, and she's got some energy. And she is rescued from death's door. It is an epiphany moment for the people who are there around her in this little household. And surely they must have been absolutely amazed at Jesus' power. And yet at the same time thinking, well, only God has this kind of power. What's going on here? If we look at our first Testament story, the first lesson, Isaiah says, "Have you not known? Have you not heard?" And we hear Isaiah talking about the God that he believes in, the vision of a God who is huge. It is he who sits above the circle of the earth. The inhabitants are like grasshoppers to him. He stretches out the sky like a curtain. He is the creator of the whole cosmos. So this is the image that people had of God. In Isaiah chapter 6, when Isaiah is called, he talks about God, the hem of God's robe filling the sanctuary, filling the temple. So if you can imagine what that would be like, this would just be all the way around the curtain, the hem of God's robe, and how big God must be. You would not even be able to see his face. It would be so high up there and huge. And yet, in Isaiah 40:29, he says, he gives power to the faint and strengthens the powerless. Even youths will faint and be weary, and the young will fall exhausted. But those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall be lifted up. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. We see in our gospel lesson how this great big God of Isaiah comes into Simon's little house in the person of Jesus and lifts up this small peasant woman. I mean, we don't even know her name. She's so insignificant. Jesus does not just come announcing the kingdom of God is near, but he also slows down and takes enough time to tend to this sick woman and to prove that the kingdom is near by healing her. And he does the same with all the people who come to the door. Have you not known? Have you not heard? No problem is too insignificant for the God of the whole cosmos. Our everyday lives matter to God. He is concerned with what we might consider the insignificant little things in our lives, like perhaps how to communicate with our teenagers, or how to make plans for mom now that she's losing her memory. Or some of our bigger concerns, like what are those medical tests going to reveal next week? Or my company's talking about downsizing, and what is that going to mean for me and my family? Wherever you need renewal or resurrection, wherever you need to be lifted up in your lone life, Jesus comes with healing love and says, "You matter. You are important." I heard a story at the Calvin Symposium on Worship last week it was a story of healing that I wanted to share with you this morning. And it's about a woman who was lying sick in bed, and she had a hand mirror, and she was looking at her face, and one side of her face was drooping, and her mouth was sagging also. She looked up at the doctor in the room, and she said, "Is this permanent?" He nodded. He said, "I had to cut the nerve." And she closed her eyes, and tears started coming down her face. Her husband, who was standing nearby, tried to comfort her, and he said, "I kind of like it. I think it's kind of cute." And she looked up at him, and then he bent down to kiss her, and he said, "See, our lips still fit." The power of love heals. The God of the universe reveals his love in Jesus, his Son, by giving him to us to share in our humanity, to share our lives with us, to live with us, to die because he loves us, and then to be lifted up, raised up, in order that he can take that power and raise us up as well. No one loves us more. No one cares about our little lives more than God. Peter's mother knew this, mother-in-law knew this, and that's why she got up to serve. I always had a little trouble with that part of this gospel lesson. I used to think, well, this poor woman, she's been sick. Can't she lay and rest for a day? No, she's got to make dinner. Can't the disciples just make lunch for themselves, you know? But I think what Mark is getting across is that she was made whole. She was restored and returned back to her community. And this was her way of telling her good news story, that that she had been made well and that the kingdom of heaven was near in Jesus. I want to share one thing that I saw last week. Again, it was at the Calvin Symposium on Worship, and that's a symposium where people come from all over the world. And I went into worship one morning, and there was a Chinese couple sitting in front of me, and you know, we started worship, and we got about a third of the way through the service, and there was a song. And they asked us to sing it in Chinese. And so they actually had the Chinese on the screen, but they also had the phonetically spelled words. And I thought, oh, great, this is the first time I've ever sung in Chinese. But it was really kind of fun, and I looked at the woman sitting in front of me, and there were tears in her eyes because she knew the song, and she was praising God in her own language, and that was such a welcoming thing. And she and her husband were just, I think, really happy to be able to sing in their own language there. So I could see God very near. It's through our good news stories that Christ is made known. Amen.